You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back, if you are one of my modern mystics, I fucking love you guys and you know it. You know I say this every episode, but it's true. You guys make this so enjoyable for me. I am so grateful for each and every download, each and every comment, each and every person that reaches out to me, you know, saying that this podcast is helping you. I am just so eternally grateful. You guys have no idea. You make this so easy for me. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you the tools and the conversations that you need to hear, if you can just take a quick minute and head on over to iTunes to write a 5-star review, I would really appreciate that because those are the reviews that allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you take a picture or a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M because it was taken, and I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation for free just as a thank you for taking that time out of your busy life to do that. So in this episode, so little, you know, side story about this episode. These, as you can, you know, from the title, you see that it's spiritual tips and tricks that you can bring into your everyday life. These tips and these things that I do, like these quirky things that I do, guys, these have been so ingrained within me for years that I almost forget that they could be considered spiritual, to be completely honest. It wasn't until I did one of these things in front of my husband where he was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" that I realized I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's like not kind of normal, I guess." And then I realized like, oh, wow, I have a lot of those things that like people would like kind of look at a little differently or like question or look at me like I'm, you know, a weirdo. And I'm like, oh, I should do a podcast episode about that. So here we are and let's just dive right into it. So again, when you start living more intuitively, when you really start connecting and just letting your spirit work through you and just living more intuitively, I guess, you create habits or you create rituals that feel good to you. Okay. I've seen some really amazing, simple rituals from other people, other spiritual people, and it becomes so ingrained in us that we don't realize like, oh, maybe, you know what I mean? It's just a part of our everyday life. It's just how you live intuitively. And I had to like sit down for a while and think like, what are the things that I do in my everyday life that are so natural to me that someone who doesn't do them may look at me like I have like 5 heads. And I came up with the 10 things that I do. And I don't even think of it. You know what I mean? Like I don't even think that it's something spiritual. It's just something that I do and it helps me. And I want to give you guys, I want to give these to you so maybe you can bring it into your life and it can help you. So let's do this. All right. The first thing I do is I request the most benevolent outcome. Now, this is something that I learned like years ago. I was watching like a Gaia episode and it was this guy talking about how he always requests the most benevolent outcome for basically everything in his life and it always works out in his favor. Now, I was like, that's interesting, right? So I started doing it. And the first time I did it, no joke, guys, like I think I watched it like one night and then the next day I went to Trader Joe's. Now, if you have a Trader Joe's near you, you know that I don't know why they do this, but it's like every single Trader Joe's I've ever been to has the worst design parking lot known to fucking man. And when I was driving in, I noticed that it was already crammed and it was really busy. And I was like, let me give this a shot, right? So out loud, I stated, I request the most benevolent outcome for a parking spot, okay? Sure than shit, as soon as I turned the corner into the Trader Joe's parking lot, someone was pulling out of a really good parking spot. And I was like, okay, that's a little weird. So I pull in. Right now, I go into Trader Joe's, do my stuff and whatever, and I'm online and it's a little busy. And I was like, let me just do this benevolent outcome thing again. So I say, I request the most benevolent outcome for this line to speed up. And within like, no joke guys, within like a couple of seconds, somebody opened up another line. I was like, all right, this is getting crazy. And really ever since then, I've just been doing it with almost everything, you know, with anything. Like you can really do this with anything. As simple as like finding a parking spot or, I don't know, maybe you're at a garage sale or something like that. Like I've done it at a garage sale where it's like someone was asking way too much money for a particular Ganesha statue. And it was, oh my God, guys, I'm like looking at it right now. It is real jade, or it's coated with jade, and it's a beautiful statue, but they were asking a little too much money for it. And I was just like, let me just request the most benevolent outcome that they will take this amount of money for this. And the woman had no problem taking literally like more than half of what she was asking for. And I just do this all the time with everything. And it works and it's amazing. And I really, truly believe the more you believe in it, like it probably might take a couple of tries until you truly believe that it's going to work for you. But I'm telling you right now, it works. And I do it all the time. And this was the thing that I did out loud, in front of my husband, where he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm requesting the most benevolent outcome. And yeah, but again, you can request for anything, okay? Even if it's like I request, you know, request for traffic to lighten up or request to get somewhere at a certain time, even if you're running late. It's amazing. So have fun with that. And I would love to hear your experiences after you request the most benevolent outcome. So number two, now this is something that I have done, oh my God, since I've been a homeowner, like seriously. So I don't know how anyone else like does their cleaning or anything like that, but once a week I do like a hardcore deep cleaning where it's just like, I don't take any readings, I don't do any sessions, I don't even come up to my office because I need to focus on the house. And when I do this, and it looks weird and it's kind of quirky, but it works for me. Now, I am I got a lot of air in my chart. I am a thinker and I get scatterbrained and I have ADHD and I'm just like, I get a lot of ideas coming to me. I have journals everywhere in my home because I have to write things down because they come to me so quickly. And what I have learned is when, and I know this sounds crazy, but it works for me. It really does. And I also have this tip in my empath toolbox. And it basically is so we absorb a lot of energy through the tops of our heads and the bottom of our feet, right? So when I do my cleaning, I have socks on and I put something on my head, whether that is a bandana or a scarf or whatever the case may be. I literally cover my head. I've done this for so long because it helps me concentrate and it makes me like very focused on the task at hand, which is cleaning my house. And it's always worked for me. Like my husband knows that it's cleaning day when I like wake up and I'm putting on my bandana and I'm just like going to town. It's the truth. Because for me, I don't know, again, maybe it's a spiritual thing, maybe it's an energy thing, maybe it's just one of my quirks that makes me, but when I do this, when I cover my feet and when I put something on my head, it helps me concentrate more because I feel like it maybe puts a block to all of the energy that I would have been, you know, picking up along the way. So maybe the next time you need to clean your house or concentrate on something, or if you need to study, put socks on and put a bandana on your head or just cover your head and see if it helps. And maybe it will, maybe it won't. What's gonna, you know, can't hurt, right? So that's number two. Now, number three is something that when I started really healing my relationship with money, this was something that came up and I absolutely loved this tip. And it's, this is actually something that I picked up from Marie Forleo. And what happens is like every time I go out, every time I buy something, I will state in my mind, like when any time that there's money leaving my account, right? I will state in my head or out loud, there's more where that came from. And I feel like this statement shows the universe that it's like, I know that I live in abundance. I know that money comes easily to me. I know that, you know, we are all worthy of money. We are all worthy of abundance. And when I really started believing this, like because it takes a while depending on how bad your money story is. When I truly started believing in this, where there's more where that came from, it started working. Because there is. It's always influxing. It's always coming in. You know, it always comes in. We're always there and we always have some form of exchange happening. And it's just amazing. Now, that is one thing that I do with my, you know, with my money relationship. And another thing that I do with my money is when I have someone sign up for the Modern Mystic Society, or if someone purchases one of my bundles or my courses or reading, as soon as I see that hit my PayPal account, I will say out loud, thank you so-and-so for, you know, the even energy exchange. I cannot wait to work with you. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Like something along those lines, depending on what they buy. I'll just literally state out loud. I'll be like, thank you so much for, you know, if it's a reading, it's usually like, thank you so much for investing with me. I cannot wait to communicate with you and connect with you and bring you light and love and all that good stuff. And, you know, I'll say something different if it's someone with the Modern Mystic Society or something, but I always, always acknowledge that. I always acknowledge the money coming in because I'm grateful for it. And, you know, that's really it. So those are the two money things that I do. Now, another thing that I do, this is something that I learned from A Course in Miracles. And this is when, you know, when shit's hitting the fan, when your kids are misbehaving, when you are just having one of those days, when you're not feeling your best self, when you're in, you know, when you're all up like Drake in your feelings, what I do is this. I will take my hand, and put it over my heart, and I will just close my eyes and take a deep breath, and I will state out loud, I choose peace rather than this. Again, I choose peace rather than this. And sometimes I have to say it 10 times out loud for it to really click. And sometimes it just, all I have to say it is once and I feel better. But for some reason, the energy within these words does something that just completely shifts the energy within you. So that, again, is from A Course in Miracles. Now, another thing that I do is every night before I go to bed, I'm not really a big meditator at night because, one, I just kind of like having that time to myself to read my book or it's usually reading, but I don't, you know, and plus I pass out pretty quickly at night. So, you know, one thing that I do as soon as I get in my bed, like I've just made it a hobby, is as soon as I, you know, start and I lay down, I do a GLAD exercise. Now, this is a really simple exercise, and you look at the letters of the word GLAD, and that is GLAD. G stands for gratitude. So what I do is I say something that I am grateful for from that day. And then L is learn, something that I learned that day. A is for act. What did I do that day? What sort of actions did I take? And then D is for delight. And I share either in my, you know, I usually just say it in my mind, but it's something that brought me delight, something that brought me joy that day. And I just feel so much better when I do this. Again, this is the GLAD exercise. So you go through each letter and you state, you know, what you're grateful for, something that you've learned, something that you did, and something that brought you joy and delight. And let's see. Oh, another thing that I do, and I teach this to all, basically everybody in the Modern Mystic Society, and I feel like I say it a lot, but it works, is that whenever I am in a place where I feel maybe there's a lower vibe energy or entity or whatever the case may be, I will state out loud, go to God's light, go to God's light, go to God's light. And by universal law, anything that isn't of light and love has to be released or leave. Okay. I have, again, this is something I don't do it often because I'm not, you know, I don't hang, you know, I just don't do it often, but this is something that it's just so ingrained within me to do when I feel like there's a negative spirit around. You know, when's the last time I did this? I feel like I did this a couple weeks ago. I did this a couple weeks ago. I was at a bar picking up takeout food and I just didn't feel that good about the bar. But so I just said, go to God's light, go to God's light, go to God's light. Obviously, I didn't state it out loud because I didn't want to freak anybody out. But, you know, that's something, just remember that. That's a really powerful tool, especially if you are sensitive and you sense that energy around you. I hope that helps. So another thing that I do is I have a weekly sea salt bath. Now, this is like I like to call it like my spiritual self-care, right? I take a day each week where I do my sea salt bath. And how I do my sea salt bath is I do, you know, either Himalayan salt or sea salt, and I'll put Epsom salt in it as well. I'll do a mixture, and then I'll put baking soda because baking soda also has some great benefits to it as well. I don't put that much baking soda into the mixture, but it does help, just so you know. You could do whatever you like. And obviously I take a sea salt bath. I'll add some essential oils if I'm feeling frisky, and I'll add some crystals, but I do this at least once a week, And I like to stay in there for at least 30 minutes. And then I will not shower afterwards, because I like to have those salts within my pores to just work their magic. And when I do my sea salt bath, the next thing I do is I clear my chakras weekly. Now, this is something, here's the thing, like you could be spiritual and everything like that, but we often forget to clear our chakras just because we're just so busy. So I just make it a point to do my sea salt bath once a week, and then I just clear my chakras. You could do it through guided meditation. I do have a chakra clearing meditation within the podcast. It's actually from a while back, so you're going to have to search for it. I think it was like in December or November of 2019 that I did it, but you know, it is there for you if you would like it. But I actually started clearing my chakras through chant. But yeah, those are two different ways that you can clear your chakras. You can also do it with crystal healing, but that takes a little bit more time and effort. So that's what I do. Now, another thing that I do that I don't even, again, it's just like so silly that I do it, is when I am trying to manifest something, when I am asking for a certain outcome to something, when I am, you know, when someone requests healing or whatever the case may be, I have so many tea lights because one, I like them because they burn out quickly, but they still serve a very spiritual purpose. And what I will do is I'll just like grab a tea light and I will gather. And I don't even, I mean, some people might consider this a spell, but this is just something that I do. It's just something that I do that I like to do. And I, you know, it makes me feel good. And whatever, if you want to call it a spell, call it a spell. But it's like, I never got it from a spell book. It's just a little ritual that I made up. Where I will take a tea light, I will write down my intentions or my request or whatever the case may be, and I will put the tea light on top of the piece of paper, and I'll gather some crystals that work for that intention. So whether it's like healing or unconditional love or whatever, I'll just grab the crystals that are good for that specific intention, and I'll just like gather it around, and I'll just put it all around and light the candle, and then that's it. That's what I do. It's as simple as that. You know, that's really it. Those are like the big 10 things that I do in my life that, again, really help me and may make me look like a weirdo to a normal person, but that's totally okay. At this rate, I just don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. So I hope that you guys take these tips. I hope that they help you. Let me know through your Insta stories if these are things that you do, or if you had a great experience doing a benevolent outcome. I want to know, guys. So be sure to tag me on Instagram. My handle is Erica W. Russo. Can't wait to connect with you guys. You know I love you, and I will see you soon.